Showing up sounds simple, but just like gratitude, just like non-negotiable behavior, the simple things to do, like saying thank you, are simple not to do. And showing up is absolutely simple. But it's one of the most misunderstood and undervalued principles of success. We often believe success comes from big work, comes from discipline, comes from major breakthroughs, or somehow one defining moment, opportunity, or breakthrough. But in reality, success is built through consistent presence. Showing up when it's easy, showing up when it's inconvenient, showing up when we don't feel like it. Because what compounds is not talent. What compounds is attention and intention in a consistent manner when you show up. There's a power, an energy that accelerates when you show up. It aggregates all the necessary resources from your source, and it compounds. The first lesson of the compounding power of showing up is showing up builds unity, and unity builds trust. Trust is the foundation of all relativity because it incorporates faith in everything or in one person, group, organization, or association. Trust is the foundation of all of these relationships, and trust is built through showing up consistently over time. When we consistently show up for our clients, teammates, or our families, they begin to rely on us, not because of what we say, but because of what we repeatedly do when we show up, what we are paying attention and giving intention to, saying, doing, thinking, feeling, and believing when we show up. Trust is not built in that moment. It is built in many moments stacked together in a consistent, persistent, daily intention. Whether it be on your sleep, the way you show up, whether it be with your family, how you show up, whether it be for your faith, how you show up, for your health, how you show up, for your business, how you show up. It is what we repeatedly say, do, think, and feel in a consistent, persistent pursuit of our divinity, of our divine direction. Trust cannot be and is not built in one moment. It is built in many moments stacked together. We need to identify the meaning or the relationship that we have where we can show up more consistently. We need to follow through on the promises of the non-negotiables that we make to ourselves each and every day. We need to assign time to those promises to make sure we're present and pay attention and give intention to the coinciding of what we do, say, think, feel, and believe, aligned with our divine direction of where we want to be or better, no matter how small, whether it's our sleep, our health, our family, our faith, our finance, or even the study of time or the alignment of the meaning with the study of time to make sure that we're not limiting our imagination, not limiting our self-image, knowing we will never overachieve our own self-image. Showing up will build trust, and that will allow us to have a strong foundation of relativity of meaning, aligned with where we want to be or better, aligned with our non-negotiable behaviors, aligned with the circumstances and the circumstantial behavior as well. If you would like the trust exercise, just email me, David@dmeltzer.com. David@dmeltzer.com. Remember, David means beloved, Meltzer means servant. Just throw my initial in there as well, David@dmeltzer.com. Lesson number two, showing up is how we create momentum. This is how things accelerate, aggregate, and compound. Momentum is what turns small actions into meaningful, intentional progress. So many times we may not see the results from one workout, one post, one meeting, one conversation. But over time, those actions begin to compound, accelerate, aggregate into real, discernible, identifiable, acknowledged outcomes that are exponential in their nature. And this just doesn't apply to money. This applies to your relationships with your kids. 2 minutes a day of showing up, doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing. 2 minutes of showing up and telling your kids you love them, you're proud of them, you have their back. 2 minutes of showing up with your kids every single day without missing, telling them, asking them, I should say, what did you do today? Did you do your best? Did you learn? And did you have fun? It is the way that we show up, and it's not what we say, but what we hear and what they see as observers to what we say, think, feel, and believe. And if we just spend a minimum amount of time every day that these actions assigned to time, aligned with meaning, begin to compound into exponential outcomes. It is because consistency is that which creates momentum. Consistency, not just consistency in the realm of discipline, where I do and go through the motions every day. I roll the boulder to the top of the hill every single day, but just allow it to roll back down to the beginning every single morning. It is not discipline. I know so many people that are disciplined working. They work every single day. They're so busy working, they forget to make money. They're so busy working, they forget to take care of their families. They're so busy working, they forget to take care of themselves, their health. So in the creation of momentum, of attention and intention to equal the coincidences, we must be intentional with our consistency to create momentum so that we are devotional in our behavior. Not only are we consistent, but persistent in alignment with the divine direction and aligning the meaningful progress in that direction so that it creates the exponential results that we desire so that we are disciplined and devotional in our work for the sake of making a lot of money, for the sake of being with our families more, for the sake of being more healthy. When we make the non-negotiable commitment each and every day and assign time to the behaviors that are aligned with our divine direction, we are able and capable of progress, but never perfection. We are capable through time of quantifying the consistency and quantifying the progress, not the perfection. We can quantify progress by how many more assets do we have? How much more time can we spend with our health, our family, and our finance? How much time are we spending interfering with where we want to be or better? And how much time are we spending aligned with the divine direction and in the meaning that we give this progress? Not limiting our imaginations, not limiting our self-image. Showing up creates momentum. And if you want the assigned time exercise, just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. Come and email me for the assigned time exercise, david@dmeltzer.com. Lesson number three, showing up expands our options, opportunities, and touches of favor. Showing up actually expands our faith. There's so many options, opportunities, and touches of favor when you live in abundance per its own definition of more than enough of everything for everyone. Your biggest difficulty when you show up appropriately in attention and intention is to prioritize all the options, opportunities, and touches of favor, to capture the options, opportunities, and touches of favor, to follow up on all opportunities, options, and touches of favor, to distribute all options, opportunities, and touches of favor. All of these options, opportunities, and touches of favor come from proximity and presence, not just planning. Proximity and presence come from planning, but it is the opportunities, options, and touches of favor that come from proximity and presence. When we attend an event, when we take a call or follow up or call back, or when we expand our connections, it will lead us to an unexpected amount of options, opportunities, and touches of favor that we never could have predicted. Yesterday, I was with a gentleman who just had a over $300 million exit. And I asked him to describe his overnight success, obviously, to satire. But he went through how he showed up. How he showed up when he initially wanted to be a pharmaceutical rep. And they told him, go get a job at Enterprise, go get a job at ADP, learn how to sell. And he did. And he showed up again and got the pharmaceutical job. And then he wanted to be a medical device rep. And they said, no. And he showed up again and they said, no. And they showed up again and said, no, you don't have the experience to do that. And he made a list and sent it to him and said, this is why I do have the capability to do this. And they said, no. And he said, well, you have a decision to make. You can hire me or you can compete against me. He kept showing up. And then he showed up as the top medical device person, looking and developing his own medical device from his experience there and showing up for all the cardiologists. And all it took was a call to fund the project. And he kept showing up for the private equity, for the acquirers, to result in an overnight success of over $300 million exit. Never, when he was graduating from junior college, playing baseball, disappointed that his career was over, could he expect that he would sell a medical device for over $300 million. But he showed up. He showed up and showed up and showed up. And it led to an unexpected opportunity in Touch's favor. We cannot receive these types of options, opportunities, and touches of favor that we are not present for, that we are not giving and being given and receiving and asking for. We need to say yes to opportunities like Enterprise Rent-A-Car, like ADP, and keep showing up as it evolves and develops into alignment with our divine direction, or better, creating opportunities, options, and touches of favor. We need to increase our exposure to different environments, different teams of people that can give us directions to where they are and allow us to feel closest to God by being able and capable of helping others to understand where the options, opportunities exist. Just like this entrepreneur that I coach and mentor, he continued to see new opportunities that he never would have seen before because he kept showing up. Showing up expands options, opportunities, and touches of favor. If you want the prioritization exercise of options, opportunities, and touches of favor, if you want to know how to prioritize what's important and urgent in your life, just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. That's david@dmeltzer.com. Lesson number four, showing up is what builds your identity aligned with your divine direction. Who we think, say, do, believe, and feel we are is shaped by how we show up, by paying attention and giving intention, by showing up consistently in what we do, say, think, feel, and believe. When we show up in this way every single day in a consistent pursuit of our divine direction, of where we want to be or better. When we show up daily to train, to mentor, to coach, to create, to collaborate, and serve, we will begin to see ourselves. We will be able to seek ourselves. We'll be able to look inside of us, to find outside of us the identity of disciplined, devotional, reliable, and capable of getting to where we want to be or better, even when there's no evidence or the evidence is contrary to where we want to be or better. We don't just become confident before we show up. We become confident because we show up. I'm going to repeat that. We don't become confident before we show up. We become confident because we show up and how we show up. By what we do, say, think, feel, and believe in alignment with our divine direction and the alignment of the meaning of our progress by the meaning of our past, the setbacks, the failures, the defining moments, the historical relevances, of our past. And when we can align that confidently with meaning, we become confident because we show up. We need to define the identity that we want to build. We need to define it as somebody who makes a lot of money, helps a lot of people, and has a lot of fun, in a mission to enable and empower people with those capabilities to be happy, to empower others to be happy, to empower others to be happy, knowing that if I can just empower 1,000 people to empower 1,000 people to empower 1,000 people, 1,000 times 1,000, a million times a thousand, a billion. When we act in alignment with our identity that we have defined in the divine, when we align with that identity today and we show up in that way, even in the smallest way, we will be consistent and persistent in the progress of where we want to be or better. We will have exponential compounding results. Remember, showing up builds our identity. If you want the identity exercise to build your identity, to define your identity, just email me, david@dmeltzer.com, david@dmeltzer.com. Lesson number 5, showing up through resistance creates the expansion and the compounding of the outcomes. It creates growth. The moments when we feel least like showing up are often the moments that matter most. Just like a blade of grass, right when we get to the surface, it's growing, growing, growing. Right when it gets to the surface, the ground is the hardest. And that's when we're so close, but that's also when we feel like we're not going to show up. But it matters most to keep pushing. I use the Michael Jordan philosophy when I don't want to show up. Since I wake up so early at 4 a.m. and work out after a 20-minute meditation, a lot of times I don't want to work out. And then I ask myself, well, if Michael Jordan was waiting for me in my gym, would I go and show up this morning? And the answer is always yes, because I love Michael Jordan. Well, if I would show up because Michael Jordan's there, then I should show up for the sake of me being healthy so I can live longer and maybe someday work out with Michael Jordan or just make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun. So if you would do it because Michael Jordan was there, then you better show up when he's not. And it is often when we least feel like showing up that those moments matter most. So keep showing up, especially when you don't want to. When we show up on a day when we feel tired, discouraged, uncertain, when we have a need to be right, offended, separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty, or resentful, or worried, in that single decision, it will strengthen our discipline to a level of devotion, which will create the resilience in our faith, even though the evidence is contrary to where we want to be to show up. We need to show up in the moments that we least feel like showing up. The evidence is most contrary to where we want to be because those are the moments that matter most. Look at the history of success. Look at the history of successful people. These are the moments that made those people. From 10,000 experiments of Edison to Leslie Buckley, the billionaire of Aircom, who is down to his last $80,000 of personal money to pay payroll. This is when we have to show up. We got to do, say, fake, feel, and believe, align with our divine direction, and change the meaning of that struggle into options, opportunities, and touches of favor. Because growth, it happens when we show up, especially when it's hard. Because if it was easy, everybody would do it. If it was easy, everybody would do it. So growth will happen when we show up, especially when it's hard, when there's no evidence or the evidence is contrary to where we want to be, when you don't feel like it because you're tired, discouraged, or uncertain, worried, or angry, or whatever else is interfering with your potential. We need to recognize the resistance as a clue. We need to seek the pattern, and we have to make the right choice that it's not a stop sign. It's a springboard. It's a promotion, a protection, a love and perfection of us. And so next time we get resistance, instead of trying to go over it, through it, around it, instead of trying to lie to it, cheat it, deny it, instead of trying to resist it, just stop, drop, breathe, and then roll. Promote, protect, love, and perfect yourself. Roll into the divine direction of where you want to be or better. Realign, reassign that meaning of the past to help you get to where you want to be. Recognize resistance as a clue, a pattern to make better choices, to roll in your divine direction. Remember, when your mind, body, and soul are on fire and you don't feel like showing up, show up by stopping, breathing, dropping, and rolling in your divine direction. Remember, when your mind, body, and soul are on fire, you got to stop, you got to drop, and you got to roll. Create these rules for yourself, whether it be the Michael Jordan rule or the stop, drop, and roll. We need to show up even when we don't feel like it. If you would like the stop, drop, and roll exercise to identify the resistance that stops you from the moments that you need to show up, just email me, david@dmeltzer.com, david@dmeltzer.com. Lesson number six of the compounding power of showing up. Showing up compounds over time. It is the small, assigned time to the consistent activities or actions, non-negotiable or negotiable, that create the exponentiality, the exponential results over that time. And it is showing up that compounds over time. Our daily efforts, our non-negotiable efforts, our negotiable efforts every single day, whether it be with our sleep, our health, our family, our finance, our faith, or even the study of time or relativity, or our relationships, in the moment they may feel insignificant, but over months and years, it will produce outcomes that appear to be overnight. It will provide you the overnight success of hundreds of millions of dollars. It is the behaviors consistently aligned with your divine direction that will get you to where you want to be or better. I've done it twice. Never was it overnight. The first time, it started when I was 5 years old, to create behaviors to align with being rich, to buy my mom a house and a car. And as I lost and stopped taking stock in who I was and what I wanted to become and lost everything almost 20 years ago, 18 years ago, I've accumulated, aggregated, and accelerated the appropriate behaviors and meaning of my past to align with the exponentiality of compounding results that are directly related to showing up and how I show up, which is why I've done Friday trainings for over 28 years. The power is not in any single day. It's not in any single action. It's not in any single result. It's in the accumulation of all, in the accumulation of many, in the accumulation of more than enough of everything for everyone. When we focus on the divine direction in a long-term, consistent, persistent pursuit of that direction or better, rather than the short-term evidence, the short-term results, the circumstantial evidence, the circumstantial results, when we focus our attention and intention in that divine direction and align the meaning of the past, it will coincide with the universe and the coincidences will occur. We can measure our results via assets and time. We can measure the progress via assets and time in months, in years. Rarely in days. Showing up compounds over time. If you would like to understand the attention plus intention equals coincidence exercise, just email me, david@dmeltzer.com, david@dmeltzer.com. It is the compounding power of showing up, but it's how we show up, what we pay attention to, what we give intention to, that will equal these compounding coincidences, the coinciding of the acceleration, aggregation, and compounding of where we want to be or better. Success is not built in a single moment. It's how we show up. Because showing up builds trust. Showing up creates momentum. Showing up expands our options, opportunities, and touches of favor. Showing up will build our identity and the meaning of our past to align with that identity, to expand our imagination and our self-image. Showing up through resistance will create the expansion, acceleration, and growth of that compounding success. And showing up compounds only over time, not days, but months and years. Success is not built in a single moment. It is built in the moments we choose to show up, even when we don't feel like it, when there's no evidence or the evidence is contrary to where we want to be, again and again. When we commit to showing up consistently, we build that trust, create momentum, expand options, opportunities, and touches of favor, and shape our identity so that over time, in a consistent, persistent pursuit of our potential, over time, all of these small behaviors assigned to time, these small actions compound into extraordinary, extraordinary results all at once, overnight. Because in the end, it's not about doing something extraordinary once. It's about doing the ordinary in a consistent, persistent pursuit of your potential that will allow it to become extraordinary. It's about doing the ordinary consistently until it becomes extraordinary. There is a compounding power to paying attention and giving intention to the coincidences you desire. There's a compounding power of showing up. If you need any of the exercises, guides, or my books, it's David@dmeltzer.com. David@dmeltzer.com. Remember, most importantly, be more interested than interesting. Be kind to your future self and do good deeds.